Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Friday, March 22nd, and we start with local news. The Mount Pleasant City Commission voted unanimously to move forward with applications for the new city manager position during a special called meeting back on March 7th. Out of 12 applicants, 4 were approved to move on to be interviewed. The interviews will take place at a publicly noticed open meeting. Mount Pleasant Mayor Bill White said the city received applicants from a vast array of locations, including Texas, Michigan, and Virginia. In my opinion, we have a wealth of information here, and from my point of view, we have the correct number of applicants, and we can start now deciding who we would like to move forward with, Mayor White said. Nominees for the position include Mount Pleasant Fire Chief Philip Grooms, Mount Pleasant Assistant Police Chief Jack Burgett, Stephen Cross, Fire Management Consultant with the University of Tennessee Municipal Technical Advisory Service, and Spring Hill Assistant City Manager Dan Allen. Commissioner Mike Davis, who nominated Allen, said he was his number one pick. The reason I'm saying that is because of what he's been involved in with the cities before him, Davis said. Vice Mayor Jacqueline Granberry nominated former Columbia attorney Rhonda Hicks, though she received no additional votes. The interviews are set to be held on Tuesday, March 26th, when a candidate is decided upon is yet to be determined. A proposed project to build 800 homes, a daycare, and other amenities off Bear Creek Pike has drawn differing opinions, such as if it would embody smart growth within Columbia's urban growth boundary. The proposed Columbia Bluffs planned unit development project, led by Florida-based real estate firm Coulter Group, which has been reviewed several times over the last couple of years, was ultimately deferred by the Columbia Planning Commission earlier this month. While the item did not receive approval or denial, there was a lengthy discussion regarding the project's newest changes, as well as many citizens sharing their concerns. The request made by applicant Gamble Design was to annex approximately 410 acres of land, seek approval of the preliminary plat, and to rezone the property to allow a planned unit development. The land currently resides within Columbia's urban growth boundary in Murray County, but not the city limits of Columbia, hence the annexation request. It's my opinion that this newly proposed plan is vastly improved and is truly unique to this property, Greg Gamble of Gamble Design said. It creates some economic diversity within this neighborhood. This is not to be a one-size-fits-all, but to provide diversity and options to the residents of Columbia, he said. The Columbia Bluffs project aims to be one of the largest developments in recent history, and while it aims to provide housing options for Columbia's growing population, its location has drawn concerns. Bear Creek Pike remains one of the most traveled roads in the city, with multiple roadway projects either underway or awaiting approval, such as the I-65 interchange enhancements and the long-awaited Bear Creek widening project, which did not receive Tennessee Department of Transportation approval last year. The ongoing traffic woes with bringing 800 homes to the area raised many concerns from citizens, with no less than 10 signing up to speak during the March 13th meeting. While traffic was a common theme, other issues included the potential impact it would have on local utilities, such as water and sewer. I've lived on my road for 17 years now, and I have seen several fatalities literally across the street from my house, Scott Prince, a nearby Columbia resident, said. The unintended consequences of increased traffic up and down our road is just getting to be too much. Without further improvements in infrastructure, I'm afraid that we're just going to be another Baker Road before too long, with people cutting through towards Bear Creek Pike. It's a problem that's just not going to be able to be solved, he said. Murray County District 8 Commissioner Gabe Howard also voiced his concerns, primarily speaking on behalf of the concerned citizens, property owners, and others against the proposed annexation. This is something that the people don't want. And there's lots of great speakers who have just spoken on the technical specifics of it, but I think this body did a great job of all the reasons why it doesn't fit, Howard said. At the end of the day, you err on the side of the people, and the people spoke multiple times in this regard, he said. The residential portion of Columbia Bluffs would consist of a mix of townhomes, single-family homes, as well as a section for active senior adults. Amenities would include a 10-foot multi-use trail, 10-foot-wide multi-use trail, that is, which would include a bike lane. More than 50% of the property is also being dedicated for park space, civic gathering areas. The planned 10 park spaces would include a clubhouse with 2 swimming pools, pickleball courts, 5 playgrounds, 2 dog parks, multi-purpose fields for youth sports, and a community garden. The townhomes would also be maintenance-free, meaning residents would not be responsible for yard work and outside upkeep. Preservation of the existing land, as well as the nearby Duck River, local floodplains, and other natural drainage areas was another key focus in the latest design, Gamble added. Open spaces should be identified and preserved with this specific goal in mind, Gamble said. The property should be developed using conservation, design concepts where low impact is proposed, and where conservation is top priority around environmental features in order to protect them. After the lengthy discussion, presentations, and the many citizens who signed up to speak, the Planning Commission ultimately deferred the item. Given the project's scope, the varying opinions, and recent updates to its preliminary designs, Planning Chair Charlie Goetz recommended the deferral and that it was, quote, too soon to make a final decision. There is a lot that's new here and a lot to take in, and we've heard a lot from concerned citizens, so this is a lot for me to absorb, Goetz said. I do have concerns, and it sounds like there are going to be lots of open communication between now and the next month for what's being presented here tonight, he said. Mayor Chas Mulder commented on the project, the fact that it has been ongoing for a number of years, and how it applies to the city's approach to, quote, smart growth. I don't know what the definition of smart growth is, but I do know that what has been presented this evening, the density has been reduced by 500, removed the multifamily and added the senior living, which is what we requested, added to the parks portfolio, and is voluntarily agreeing to an impact fee, Mulder said. Those are factors, if you take outside biases away on how you feel about the development and where it's located, that any reasonable person can agree are positive factors of a development of this nature, he said. Gamble agreed that a deferral would be appropriate at this time. We believe that this proposed development raises the bar in Columbia, and we want to be a part of that process in raising the bar in Columbia, Gamble said. We're excited about it. The City of Columbia announced the appointment of Chris Cummins as the Columbia Fire and Rescue Interim Chief, effective March 20th. With an extensive career at Columbia Fire and Rescue and a background in emergency services and a commitment to public safety, Cummins brings invaluable experience and leadership. Chief Cummins holds over 3 decades of experience with Columbia Fire and Rescue. Joining as a firefighter in 1990, he progressed through the ranks, serving as fire engineer, driver, captain, assistant chief of suppression, and ultimately as deputy chief before retiring in May of 2021. After 31 years of exemplary service, his extensive knowledge led to his rehiring in August of 2021 in a part-time capacity, where he now lends his wealth of experience to facilitate FEMA and TEMA transitions, conduct training, secure grants, and implement hazard mitigation strategies. I am honored to have the opportunity to lead the dedicated men and women of the Columbia Fire and Rescue Department, said Chief Cummins. Together, we will continue to prioritize public safety, enhance emergency response capabilities, and strengthen partnerships within the community, he said. As the interim chief, Cummins will oversee all aspects of Columbia Fire and Rescue, including emergency response operations, training programs, and community outreach initiatives. Chief Cummins will work closely with city officials and department personnel to ensure the safety and well-being of residents and visitors alike. City Manager Tony Massey stated, "We are fortunate to have a man of Chris Cummins' abilities and experience to take over the Columbia Fire and Rescue Department at this time. He will do a great job as we begin the process of hiring a new permanent fire and rescue chief for Columbia." Throughout Cummins' career, he has demonstrated his ability to effectively manage crisis situations, implement strategic initiatives, and foster strong relationships. Chief Cummins will serve as the interim chief while the city conducts a comprehensive search for a permanent Columbia Fire and Rescue chief. Yesterday, Fifth Third Bank in Spring Hill held their grand opening. Front Porch Radio's Mary Susan Kennedy stopped by and spoke to David Briggs, Fifth Third president, and branch manager Brittany Dillard about the services the new bank offers.
This is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio. And this sunny day, I am in Spring Hill at a ribbon cutting celebrating the grand opening of Fifth Third Bank location on Port Royal Road. And I'm speaking to David Briggs, the Tennessee Regional President, and also Brittany Dillard, the Fifth Third Bank Port Royal location manager. Congratulations, y'all. This is very exciting.
Oh, thank you, Mary Susan. We are thrilled to be here. This is our 41st new financial center in Tennessee, and we're very proud of that, as many companies are pulling back on their physical assets and building. Fifth Third is not. We are continuing to invest in our communities, and Tennessee certainly being in the forefront of that. So beyond this is our 41st, we have another half dozen that are in the planning stage to better serve our communities and our clients and our customers. So we're just really excited. And if you haven't been in one of our financial centers, I'd like to say it's not your grandfather's financial center. It's a vibrant element that's all set up to provide service and give advice to our clients and customers.
Well, that's perfect. I, for one, like to walk in a location. I appreciate that. Well, tell us a little bit more about the services you offer to consumers and businesses here at this location.
Fifth Third being the 12th largest bank in the country, we feel like we're in a real sweet spot. We have all the products and breadths of services that serve our commercial clientele, industry, business, but certainly also the families and also high net worth platform. We have all the suite of services, yet we're at our roots a small, very flat organization. So whenever we need air cover from our corporate headquarters in Cincinnati, we have it. But on the flip side, they really leave us alone to run our business and to try to strive to be that one bank that our community and our clients trust and value. And that's what we strive to do each and every day, Mary Susan.
That's amazing. That's so helpful. Brittany, what are the days and hours of operation here at this Port Royal location?
Yes. First off, I just wanted to give the address. It's 4881 Port Royal Road.
Tell people where that is in relation to other things right near us.
So we're right on Port Royal Road between Burger King and Bojangles.
That'll do it.
Absolutely. And our hours of operation are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Wow, how convenient is that? And is there an online presence you'd like to share?
Absolutely. We have an amazing online presence, an online mobile app, which we recently updated just to make more secure for our clients. So if you're looking for a great bank with great online presence, then Fifth Third is definitely for you.
And what's the best way for people to contact y'all for more information or to establish accounts?
Absolutely. Our direct phone number is 931-499-3197.
Let's do that one more time.
931-499-3197.
Great. And the last thing I wanted to ask y'all about is I understand or I read that Fifth Third is the first bank nationally to establish a charitable institution. Can you tell us about that?
I'm Connie White. Nice. Thanks for so much for coming, Mary.
Welcome, Connie.
I appreciate that. Yep. It's very interesting. The bank's been in business for 165 years. We are 20 years young here in our city. And to have a foundation that backs us, they've made donations here locally to places like Belmont and Saddle Up, and we're really glad to have that support.
That is wonderful. Now, Connie, tell us your role here at Fifth Third.
Marketing and PR, so there you have it.
Well, I totally get that. Well, again, y'all, congratulations. This is very exciting. This is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio.
As a junior at Hampshire Unit School, if Addie Runyon wanted to hit the ball and touch them all, as John Fogerty so famously sang in the song Center Field, she had two options. Play softball at Mount Pleasant on a co-op basis, since Hampshire does not have the sport among its athletic offerings, or play baseball with the Hawks. After doing the former for the previous two seasons, continuing a softball career that began when she was 4 years old, the multi-sport athlete opted for the latter this year, making her first start Tuesday night as she and her Hampshire schoolmates took on visiting Fayetteville. And while the outcome wasn't favorable, the experience was priceless. I wanted to try it just to see how much I liked it, Runyon said, following her first start Tuesday night. I like it a lot. I'm having a lot of fun, she said. Batting eighth and playing second base, Runyon handled a couple of ground balls, gloved a line drive, but made a throwing error, trying to double a Tiger base runner off first base, and struck out in each of her at-bats before being lifted in the fifth and final inning of a 22-4 loss. I thought she made the routine plays, fourth-year coach Blake Rochelle said following the loss, which dropped the Hawks to 0-6. That's what we're asking our guys to do. We've got to make a better throw on the line out, but we're making steps in the right direction. She's still learning. It's a lot different game, a lot more ground to cover. The bases are shorter and the field is smaller in softball. I thought she did a great job. We asked her to fill a big role, and she did a good job, I think, he said. Despite all the change that comes with Runyon's switch, she said she's more comfortable, and her mom, Jessica, agreed. She's best friends with a lot of those boys on the team, and they talked her up about playing baseball with them, and she decided to take a chance, Jessica said. We like to be at home. We know all these people. This is our community, our family, she said. As a freshman and as a sophomore, Runyon, who plays volleyball and basketball as well, was the only player from Hampshire on the Mount Pleasant softball team, adding to the isolation. I'm a lot closer to the people on this team than I was, she said. That support has been in place from the start. She's not a boy, but she's just one of the brothers, Hampshire junior outfielder Cameron Marisette said. It takes a lot of courage for a girl to take a step from the softball field to the baseball field. Not many people do that. I think everyone's proud and full of love for her. She's athletic. She puts 100% into it. As long as anyone gives 100%, that's all we can ask for. We all support it. She's just one of us, he said. The transition has been a quick one for Runyon, who only decided to try out for the team back in February. She talked to me before basketball was over about coming out here, Rochelle said. Once it was over, she came out. We thought she's got some skill and talent to fill a role, and I thought she did that on Tuesday. Gripping the smaller ball for throws and adjusting to the downward flight of overhand pitches from the mound at the plate has posed a challenge for Runyon, but she's battling. I've had a lot of fun, she said. I was nervous at first, but I've had a lot of fun. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Mr. Jack M. Westmoreland, 92, retired from Monsanto and a resident of Calioka, died Tuesday at his residence. Funeral services for Mr. Westmoreland will be conducted on Saturday at 10 a.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Burial will follow in Friendship Cemetery. The family will visit with friends on Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home. Mrs. Nancy Hamilton Fitzgerald, 89, a resident of Murfreesboro and the wife of Freddie Fitzgerald, died Monday, March 11th at a live hospice in Murfreesboro. A memorial service will be conducted on Saturday, March 23rd at 2 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. The family will visit with friends on Saturday from 12 noon until time of the services at the funeral home. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Maury County families in the ways they prefer. And why the way you feel has always been so important to Susie and Tony Sowell.
When people come here, I hope they feel like they're working with a person who's just like family. And by the time they leave here, I hope they feel like they're a part of our family.
What I like most is when a family is leaving, they can say thanks. You made something we thought would be hard easier than we thought it would be. Not that we made it easy, we made it easier.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have cloudy skies today with occasional rain during the afternoon. The high will be 71 degrees with winds out of the southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. There's a 90% chance of rain today. Tonight, we can expect periods of rain with a low of 48 degrees. Winds will blow out of the north-northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of overnight rain, 100%, with a quarter of an inch expected. For your weekend forecast, we will see a mix of sun and clouds on both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's high will be 60, Sunday, 70. Saturday night's low will be 34, and on Sunday night, it will be 49. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench. Still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
When you bank local, you get local expertise. Hi, this is Felicia Brown with First Farmers. We've supported families, individuals, and businesses of Middle Tennessee for over a century. You are more than an account number. You are our community, and we're committed to helping you thrive. Switch to First Farmers, visit myfirstfarmers.com, or call 1-800-882-8378. Member FDIC.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Deciding what your next home will look like, cost and construction, or timing can be intimidating. At The Wave Realty, our licensed general contractors help take the fear out of home building by walking you through the step-by-step process of estimating the cost and designing the look that you desire. You can even stay in your house until your new house is finished. Do you have a family farm or a piece of land you would like to build on? Our prices start at $195 a square foot and include brick and nice finishes. Come by our office and see what we can do for you at 800 Hatcher Lane in Columbia or call us at 931-580-4669.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. This program is sponsored in part by George Varilis and the great team at The Way Realty. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. A bill that would create $1.9 billion in franchise tax breaks and refunds for businesses operating in Tennessee is headed to the Senate floor, despite the Lee administration not releasing information about the source of legal threats over existing law. Republicans have pushed through the legislation in the Senate, while Democrats have questioned whether the governor's private business could potentially benefit from the legislation and unsuccessfully sought a revenue-neutral fix. If approved, the Senate Bill 2103 would change the method by which the state charges franchise taxes to businesses, eliminating the property tax calculation, a move that's expected to cost the state $400 million in revenue beginning this year. The governor's bill also includes $1.5 million for franchise tax refunds for businesses who have recently paid based on property tax, which could include the Lee Company, which the governor helped lead for decades and still owns in a blind trust. Members of the Senate Finance Ways and Means Committee approved the bill in a 9-1 party line vote. It now moves to the full Senate for a vote. The bill has not yet moved in the House, but is scheduled in the House Finance Subcommittee next week, according to a House Republican Caucus spokesperson. While presenting the bill Tuesday, Senator Ken Yeager, a Republican from Kingston, said the bill solves a pressing threat of legal action over the state's existing franchise law that was raised by a national law firm and serious enough to cause departments to confer on the legislation. "We have come up with a solution to a serious constitutional challenge," Yeager said. "We have come up with a logical plan, to address a serious challenge. There's a front-end cost to this, of course, but as somebody once told me a long time ago, Mr. Chairman, the hardest thing to know what to do is to cut your losses and move on." Yeager said the bill does away with the uncertainty of litigation, which could result in an adverse decision that would include millions of dollars in attorney's fees, court expenses, among other things. He also argued the bill aligns Tennessee's franchise tax structure with neighboring states and provides equitable tax relief to companies that have invested in Tennessee. While the retroactive tax refunds were initially projected to cost the state $1.2 billion, fiscal analysts have since determined that if every one of the 100,000 businesses expected to be eligible for the refunds took advantage of them, it would cost up to $1.5 billion. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Don't let pain keep you out of the game. Murray Regional Physical Therapy's experienced team of therapists can help you recover from surgery, injury, or illness by designing a plan that meets your unique needs. We utilize state-of-the-art equipment and proven techniques to help you get back to doing the things you love. Schedule a consultation at any of our convenient Southern Middle Tennessee locations by calling 931-380-4014. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. Celebrate Easter a little early this weekend with egg hunts in the park, Easter-themed parties downtown, and more. Destiny Church will host its Easter at the Park starting at 11 a.m. at Murray County Park, which is set to be a fun-filled, family-friendly day. Activities will include an Easter egg hunt, bike giveaways, inflatables, and more. Columbia Parks and Recreation will host its annual Operation Egg Hunt at Woodland Park, located at 821 West 9th Street, starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday. The hunt will feature two areas of exploration for novices and advanced gatherers. To round out this weekend's Easter events, Amuse'em Children's Museum, located at 123 West 7th Street, will host its Hoppening Easter Party starting at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets are $15 for members and $20 for non-members. The Amuse'em event is currently sold out, but families can join the wait list by emailing kids@amuseumcolumbia.com. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. If you ever miss a part or all of this broadcast, you can listen to it anytime or read the transcript online by visiting frontporchradiotn.com. I'll be back on Monday to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great weekend.